Tuesday, June 21st, 1977. Hello, friend. I need to come up with a better name for you if I'm going to be writing in you every day. Today is my birthday, so I guess it sort of makes it your birthday, too. I don't know when you were made, but Daddy found you in an antique shop in the city. He said the shopkeeper called you a spirit book. I don't understand what he meant, because you look just like a regular old diary to me. But then Daddy showed me how the front cover folds out in this cool secret way, and there's a Ouija board there, and a little magnifying glass on a beautiful Netflix TV planchette. Daddy said that the gift was perfect because it was beautiful and full of secrets, just like his little girl. I love it, but I don't have any secrets. P.S. I lied to you, and that might be okay sometimes, but not for a good friend. I do have a secret. A few nights ago, I heard a funny noise, and I thought Mommy was hurt, so I snuck down the hall to check and maybe call the police. When I looked in my parents' room, I saw Daddy was behind her, pushing into her with his cock. I guess I should get used to using these words with you. She was moaning, and she wasn't hurt at all. She told him not to stop, and he reached around her, so he was touching her in the front at the same time. Is that why it feels so good when I rub across my pillow? Down there, I mean. Watching Mommy and Daddy doing that made me feel dirty, but also really hot when I rubbed against the pillow for a long time. Okay, that's all the secrets I have in me tonight. Please don't be mad that I didn't tell you earlier. Wednesday, June 22nd, 1977. I found something neat about the book. No one has written in any of the pages yet except me. Or so I thought. I found a secret flap in the back. Under the flap, there's writing. It says, "My name is Zozo." It's a strange name, but I really like it. My name is strange, too. Well, Zozo, you know me already, but let me tell you about the rest of my... It's our family. There's Mommy. She's really pretty and a little younger than Daddy. She's so sophisticated, and I think she looks like Linda Carter, but more curvy. Men really like her. I like that. Daddy's older than Mommy. He's tall and distinguished, and his eyes are like blue ice. He has a little beard, and I think it's funny, but also somehow makes him look like he knows everything. And then there's my brother, William. He's 3 years older than me and can be a jerk sometimes, but only when he makes fun of me. He's a little shorter than Dad. He always listens to me when I have problems and helps me with my homework and drives me places, too. I think he's really sweet. So, I was kind of bad today. Not serious bad, just a little bad. It's about William. I never really thought of him as handsome, but he left the bathroom door open this morning and he was shaving in front of the mirror, but he wasn't wearing any clothes. He had so many muscles and I could see his cock. It just looked so beautiful. I couldn't help myself and I put my hand in my panties and I started to really lightly touch myself. I got so wet down there and something happened. It was a little scary, but I felt something build up inside me. And when William got in the shower, I ran back to my room and touched myself more and more on the bed. And it felt like I exploded inside. And it didn't hurt, but it felt amazing. And I couldn't talk or move for a few minutes afterwards. Mom yelled at me and called me lazy for still being in bed. If she only knew. Thursday, June 23rd, 1977. I heard you today, Zozo. Okay, not in, like, sounds, but you talked back to me. When I got home, I decided to try the planchette. I wore the necklace, and then I moved the glass over where the board said greetings. And just like that, my hand was being pulled around. It was scary, but you were so gentle, Zozo. And your touch was so warm, like fire that doesn't burn. It moved so fast, but I could see it was spelling, "Do you like watching?" You didn't say what you were talking about, but you know my secrets. I told you the truth and I said yes. Then you spelled out, do you want to do more than watch? I didn't exactly understand what you meant, but I got flushed and I think I understood. I said yes. I feel kind of dirty, but I also feel warm inside, and I've been getting wet down there a lot today. But then you taught me a word. You said the word was achadigal. You told me I could make people do things with it. I didn't understand, but I can't wait to try it out tomorrow. P.S. I watched Mommy and Daddy again tonight. Why does she get to have Daddy all to herself like that? It's so frustrating to watch, but it makes me so excited. Friday, June 24th, 1976. When I got home from school, I talked to you. You told me to touch myself while I wrote in you today. It's hard to focus, but I like this. You said it helps you to help me. I don't understand what you mean, but I'll do it. Then I say this. I invoke thee. Make me pleasing in the sight of my lover. Ashmedia, I ache for thee. Come to me as the racing wind. Achadigal, William, Achadigal. So, I guess now I just have to wait and see. Saturday, June 25th, 1977. So much has happened since I wrote last time. It was frightening, but also beautiful. There was a feeling in my room like it was warm, but not actually warm. I don't know how to make sense of this, but I felt something settled on me. Like it entered me and became me. I felt grown up and sexy, and I knew that he couldn't resist me. I cracked the door slightly and turned off the light. Then I took off all my clothes and I just laid there. I was completely naked and anyone could have seen. I never do anything like that, but I was brave this time. I must have fallen asleep because when I woke up it was very late. I think it was after 3, but William was there. He was standing in the doorway. He was wearing just pajama bottoms like he always does, and it showed off his chest. I started breathing harder. He looked at me, and I could tell he wanted to come in, but I wasn't sure. His cock was so big, it made his pants look like a tent. I knew that if I said or did something wrong, he would leave. He would see me like the little girl and not a woman. So I tilted my head, and I arched my back like I was stretching, and I looked up at him. I bit my lip, and that was all it took. He almost ran in the room and he couldn't get his pants off fast enough. I was so scared, but I was so excited and I knew that I had done the right thing. William just needs to be loved like I do. Only I know what he needs. He climbed on top of me and his cock pressed in between my legs. Then he looked at me right in the eyes. He said, "I love you, but I'm sorry." I told him not to be sorry and that I wanted this. He said it would be gentle and he started pushing my legs apart. He kissed me. Really kissed me with tongues and everything. He had one hand in my hair and gripped it tight. It hurt, but it just made me want him more. He put his hand on my bottom. I felt his cock pressing into my pussy, just the head. I gasped like it stung me. He pushed slowly in, and I could tell that he wanted to go faster. He wanted it very badly, but he was so gentle, like he promised. And then he was inside me, filling me, and I was a woman. William made me one. He was so nice, and he started to move slowly back and forth. I was so wet that he went in easily, and I started to moan loudly, just like Mommy. He started to get more excited and moved faster. I told him that I loved him, and he said he loved me, and he pushed my legs farther apart and moved faster. I said, "Fuck me harder, William. Your little sister needs your cum inside her." I've never said anything like that in my life. I'm not sure if it was even me. Well, then he got really excited and started to moan and grunt, and I felt it building inside me. When I came, I made a lot of noise, but I pushed my face into William's chest so I didn't wake anybody up. I felt his cock twitch, and there was so much warmth inside me. It was like he was putting his love for me in my belly. I know it's wrong, but I wanted him to put a baby in there so badly. I clung to him tightly until no more came out of him. He was limp on top of me, and I was worried he'd passed out, but he didn't. When he took his cock out, I was sad for a minute, but then he kissed me really intensely, like I was the only woman he'd ever seen and needed me again. He said, "I love you and I won't let you go." I cried a little bit, but they were good tears. Then he got up and went back to his room. He couldn't stay even though I wanted him to. I just got up and wrote it all down. I need to change the sheets, but I don't want to because they smell like what we just did and it makes me wet again. I need William alone. I need him again. Sunday, June 26th, 1977, early afternoon. William had trouble looking at me this morning. I think he was guilty. When he saw how I looked at him with love and want, he flushed, and I don't think I had room for guilt anymore. Today was church, but it was different than normal. During Mass, I whispered to Mommy that I needed to use the restroom. I looked at William when I said it. Just looked. And he understood. Even as I walked to the back of the sanctuary, I knew that he would be following soon. There was a small chapel in the back of the church for silent reflection. I went there, but slowly. I could feel the anticipation and ache, and it was so hard for me not to run. But I didn't. It was just so delicious. Now I understand how Mommy must feel when she knows Daddy is coming home to fuck her. Oh, look what I just wrote, Zozo. Are you proud? When I entered the chapel, I walked to the altar and I knelt like a good girl. Then I hooked my thumbs in my panties and pushed them down to my knees. I pulled up my fine and proper dress and leaned forward so my head was on the ground and arched my back. I looked behind me and waited for my brother. Well, my lover. William saw me, pussy exposed and vulnerable, in front of the altar like an offering. He had to have seen how wet I was in the light. He moved quickly and undid his fly. His wonderful cock was already hard, and he was so excited and kind of angry. I think it was the blasphemy of it. He wanted to punish me for being such a dirty girl, and I wanted to be punished, I think. He knelt behind me on a lower step and forced himself into me. He wasn't gentle or slow like the first time. He reached out and grabbed handfuls of my hair and pulled it hard. As he bruised me inside, he leaned forward and said, "Do you like this, slut?" I was so excited by this, I could barely think. I said, "I love it. I'm your good little slut, and I love it, and I love you." He got rougher and rougher until I was crying, and I couldn't help but coming on his cock. It happened a few times, I think, and then I felt his body shake, and he emptied himself inside of me. He pulled out quickly and let go of my hair, and I looked over my shoulder at him. He looked at me, and it was so sad. I wondered for the first time if I had done the wrong thing by making him love me using the word. He said, "Oh God, I'm so sorry," and zipped up and hurried off. He left me alone to clean up myself. I noticed that some of his cum had dribbled down my thighs onto the carpet. I couldn't do anything, but I just used my handkerchief to clean myself as best as possible. My panties were soaked from my own juices and from my brother's cum, so I wrapped them in the same handkerchief and put it in my purse. I then went back to our pew with my brother's seat inside of me, and I was just so satisfied and happy. William didn't look at me, but I took his hand and I squeezed it. I saw he had a tear in the corner of his eye. I think we had some really adult sex and maybe he wasn't ready. It's okay. I still love him. June 26th, 1977, night. William took me aside after lunch and told me that he didn't think we should do it anymore. I was mad and kind of a brat and asked him if he meant fucking. I shocked him and I felt bad, but I felt worse when he said he didn't want to hurt me again. I told him the truth. That he didn't hurt me any more than I wanted, and I wanted him to. I told him the truth. That he didn't hurt me any more than I wanted him to. I wanted him to take me and make me his. I wanted him to do it again. I wanted him to do it as much as he wanted, however he wanted. I told him I wanted to be like mommy for him and be his slut and his bride. He got very flushed in the face and kissed me hard, and I knew that he really loved me both as a brother and as a man. I let him lead me to his bed and push me, so I sat on it. He stood out in front of me and unzipped, letting his cock out again. I don't know where mommy and daddy were, but we left the door wide open. He pushed the cock into my mouth and I opened it up and let him in. He told me this was something he read about. I already knew what he wanted. I took his cock in my right hand. At the base, I moved my mouth back, forward. I felt his cock slide into my mouth and out, and I heard him moan. He hadn't washed yet, so he tasted sour and salty, and the idea that I was tasting our love from before made me very excited. He grabbed my head and started to be rough with me, forcing himself deeper and deeper into my mouth. I gagged a little bit, but I kept going. He was just using me like a little hole. He started to say my name, though, and he told me how much he loved me. When he came, I tried to keep it all in my mouth and swallowed as much as possible, but he pulled out a little early and I felt some splash on my face. I looked up at him with his cum still marking me, and he looked down at me with so much love. I told him he could use me any way he wanted and that I loved him very much. Today was so different than anything I've ever experienced before. I'm not sad about it. I think I'm all grown up now. I can feel Zozo with me all the time now. Monday, June 27th, 1977, morning. I can hear Zozo whisper to me now. She says the most delightful things. Mommy kept me from going to school today. Just me, not William. She was mad, but also really confused and worried. She told me she saw what I did with William the night before. She said it was because I lured him into it and that I was misbehaving like a little slut. She told me I needed to stop right away or she would send me away to boarding school and keep me away from him forever. That made me so mad. I laughed and I told her she was just upset that I got to him before she did. Zozo told me she thought about fucking him sometimes. He said she felt really guilty about it too, so I said it to make her mad. She slapped me across the face. It was really hard and I couldn't think for a minute and I almost fell out of my chair. I could tell Mommy was shocked by what she did. I said, "Ach to gel." Then I told her that Daddy was going to fuck me in her bed and that she could watch. And that he would like my cunt better than hers. All she could do was stand still and cry. I should feel bad, but I just got wet. I told her that we could all have what we wanted and we didn't need to be sad anymore. We could share William and Daddy and have their babies and nothing would be wrong with it at all. I told her that Zozo told me all about what girls could do together. I told her that I thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world and I would do anything to make her feel good. And just because I argued with Mommy doesn't mean I don't love her. Families fight after all. Zozo said it would all turn out okay. Since I said the word, Mommy couldn't move. I went over to her and I got on my knees. I moved her head so she could look at me, and I looked her in the eye as I lifted her skirt up. Her panties were a pretty dark red. I pulled them down very gently. She shook her head and said no. She said she was really sorry for hitting me and that she loved me and that she was mad because she was so worried. I told her that I loved her too, but that sometimes daughters know more than mommies. Her pussy had so much thick black hair on it. It was so beautiful. I think men tell her she is beautiful, but only want to fuck her. I'd never do that. I told her to lay down on the floor and spread her legs for me so I could make her feel better. She shook her head and said no, but she did it. Mommy was so wet. I wonder when she watched us if she wanted William to fuck her mouth or to use me like he did. She moaned when I kissed her on her wet slit. It was so beautiful and her scent was so nice. I told her so as I let my little tongue explore her lips. She moaned and started to say my name. She wasn't mad or worried anymore. I moved my tongue and lips up to her clitoris. I was very gentle because Zozo told me that some women were very sensitive. I moved my tongue around her clitoris and just barely brushed against it. Mommy shook all over and told me not to stop. She begged me. I loved her, so I kept going. I slipped a finger inside her and gently added another. She was watching me now, and I locked eyes with her as I hooked my fingers and found her G-spot. Her back arched just like I had shocked her with electricity. She began to moan really loudly, and she sounded just like she did when William fucks me. That made me more wet, and I touched myself as I moved my fingers and tongue the way Zozo told me to. She came so hard, and my name was on her lips as I sucked her clit into my mouth. I looked her in the eyes as I came, and I told her it was for her, and that she could use me however she wanted, because I was hers forever. I released her from the word, and she got up and led me to her bed where she cuddled and nuzzled me, and we kissed for a while. She taught me how to kiss really well, and she said she would love me forever, no matter what. She said she understood now, but wouldn't tell me what she meant. Zozo told me it would all be okay, and it was. Monday, June 27th, 1977, night. Daddy got home and the craziest thing happened. When I woke up, I was still cuddled up in Mommy's naked breast. She was sleeping, and as I watched her, I began to want her again. I was going to start suckling her breasts, but I heard voices downstairs. I knew them, but I couldn't make out what they were saying, so I snuck downstairs. Halfway down there is a landing, and I could hear everything, but they couldn't see me. I heard William. He was confessing all the things we did together. I heard him crying. I was mad at first, but then I realized he blamed himself. He kept saying that he raped me, but that wasn't true. I was going to rush downstairs and tell him to stop when I heard another voice, warm and accepting. It was Daddy. He said he knew, for a fact, that William didn't rape anybody, and he told William that he was a good boy, in fact, now a man after he'd been with me. And he said that no one could be expected to resist me when I wanted something. I was confused and scared. Did Daddy know what I had done? Was it bad? I didn't know what to do. And then Daddy said my name and that he knew I was listening. I was so scared I almost jumped up and ran back upstairs. But he was with William. And I couldn't leave him down there still thinking he was a bad person. He wasn't. He just isn't. He gave me what I wanted, and he gave so much. I walked downstairs slowly. I really thought Daddy was going to beat me. He only spanked me and William before, and what I did was so much different, so much worse than anything I'd done before. Was it bad? Had I done things that Mommy and William didn't want to do? They said no, but they came just the same. But Daddy was smiling. William wasn't sure, but he looked relieved. And I looked at them both with love, and I went over and hugged them. Daddy told William to go upstairs and that Mommy would help him get ready. I didn't know what that meant, but before I could ask, William went upstairs. I squeezed his hand as he walked past, and he squeezed back. I felt better. I would die if William hated me. Daddy looked up at me and he said I was so smart and that he was so lucky that I was born to be the daughter of size. He said that even my name, Susperina, meant sigh. He said I was born at a special time and that he made me with Mommy on a tapestry covered with sigils. He said that he knew that all he had to do was give me the book, and when he saw it, he said that he knew he had to give me the book when he saw it. But that he didn't know exactly what would happen. I bit my lip and I felt ashamed, but he was patient. I told him everything. It just kept coming out. I told him about you, Zozo, and of the word, and William, and Mommy. I left nothing out. Daddy never looked at me with anything but love, and even through his pants I could see that he was hard. So hard. And that made me very wet. I asked him if he was gonna fuck me. He asked me if I would like that, and I said I would, very much. He took my hand and led me upstairs to his and Mommy's bedroom. William and Mommy were already there, naked. She was kneeling in front of him and taking his cock into her mouth. I could tell that she was doing it slowly and teasingly because she didn't want him to come yet. Daddy told me to go on the bed and get on all fours like the bitch I was. He was very stern and it made me even wetter. I think he knows my other secret, that I like to be told what to do. I like to be taken like I'm just something, and that I love it when people love to use me like their toy. William was in front of me and Daddy was behind. Mommy came over and stroked my hair and gently kissed my lips. She told me that this might be difficult or even painful, but that it would also be very enjoyable if I relaxed and let them use me. So I did. William went first and began to push himself into my mouth. He wasn't slow or gentle. I could tell that he was very aroused and could barely control himself. Daddy was next. He was bigger than William, and even as he entered my small slit, I felt like I was being stretched out. I was so full, and he wouldn't stop. When I started trying to move away from his wonderful, hurtful cock, he slapped me on the butt. Hard. I got even more aroused, and I didn't resist him. And then he and William began to move at the same time. I felt like I would burst. Daddy was pounding into me and was going faster and faster. I heard him call me a slut and a whore, and then he would use me like one. William said he loved me, but he needed my mouth, which is his perfect fuckhole. Mommy rubbed my back with one hand and put her head under my body and started suckling on my small breasts. It was too much. I couldn't take it. I came over and over again. Every time William's cock went down my throat or Daddy slammed harshly into my butt. Every time Mommy nipped at my nipples or moved her hands over my body, I started to forget who I was. I felt you, Zozo. You were there with me, getting fucked by my family too. Soon after it all began to happen, I guess Daddy had been touching Mommy while she did those things to me. And she started coming, and after that, William began to shoot thick ropey cum into my mouth and throat. I swallowed everything I could, but there was too much, and some began to come out of my mouth. He pulled out and cum sprayed on my face. It was so warm and I loved it. And then Daddy came. He filled me with cum. I felt it in every space, like it was seeping into my whole body. I came again, and my pussy pulled his sperm inside my womb. It just kept clutching his cock, milking it and taking every drop. It was very thirsty. When he pulled out, I collapsed. I was sobbing and shaking all over. I felt so good. There was cum seeping out of me and on my face and in my hair. William didn't care and he started to kiss me. Mommy cuddled my back and then Daddy laid down and put his head on my chest. He told me what a good girl I'd been, how Zozo loved me and was very proud of me too. Later, Mommy licked my pussy clean of cum and I came again. Daddy and then William fucked me, but it was gentle and loving and they looked me in the eyes and they filled me with their cum. I just know I'm going to have a baby with that much cum inside me, and the baby will be very special. I passed out on the bed with everybody around me. I knew this wouldn't be the last time we did this. I hope I get to do this with my children.